It's 30 degrees at 1 minute before noon. This is WHQR Wilmington 96.7, Classical HQR, and 91.3 HQR News. I'm Gina Gamboni, and this is the Midday Interview. Right now, I have right here in our studio, I have Barbara McKenzie and Pat Marriott from Chamber Music Wilmington. Hello, how
good
are you?
Good morning. Good
hey,
morning,
Gina, how are you doing?
This cold morning.
Yes, I'm doing fantastic, and I'm so glad to have you here. I know you're here to talk about Zephyros Winds, and this may be a group that no one here has heard about before, and they are performing right here in town this Sunday, and I'd like for you to tell me about them. Who are they?
Well, Chamber Music Wilmington always likes to present a variety of programming, and so this year we chose the Zephyros Winds simply because they are one of the finest wind ensembles in the country. They've won all the major competitions, been heard at mostly Mozart, the Library of Congress, Wolf Trap, Carnegie Hall, Lincoln Center. You just can't think of a major venue in the country where they haven't already performed to huge aplomb. And we had Saxton Rose, their bassoonist, here a couple years ago, and he's one of the most expressive bassoonists I've ever heard. And the rest of his team is coming with him this time with beautiful music from Beethoven and Ravel and Stravinsky, and it's just going to be a great concert. We also have added harp to that program for the Ravel Le Tombeau de Couperin, so people will not only, it'll put a smile on your face and warm your hearts in this cold weather, but you really get to hear some incredibly beautiful, lush timbres when the winds and the harp come together in the Ravel. It's just going to be gorgeous.
And as a group, this quintet has never been, this is a quintet.
Right, it's a woodwind quintet.
And they have never been here together as a group.
No, they've never been
here. So we're quite lucky to have this.
Yeah, we are. And you know, I like to say that the woodwinds are the comedians in the orchestra. So, you know, and many times composers will give the light, fun moments to the oboe or the clarinet or the bassoon. And we bring those instruments in a woodwind quintet together with flute and French horn, even though it's not a reed instrument. The French horn is considered part of the woodwind ensemble. So that's what people can expect.
And you'll be playing with them as well, right,
that's
Barbara?
Right. Yeah, we are planning to bring the Beethoven piano quintet. There's no flute in that composition. But it's one of Beethoven's early works, Opus 16. And so it's just a delightful, very reminiscent of Mozart. I think people will hear a lot of Mozart in that piece.
Wonderful. So what is some of these pieces they'll play? I know there's a piece by Andrei Stravinsky that's on there. Some people may not have heard of this Hungarian composer.
No, that's right. The Stravinsky is a wild card in this program. We're playing two rather familiar pieces, the Ravel Tombeau de Couperin and the Beethoven piano quintet. But the Stravinsky is the composer that you really ought to know about, but probably don't. I'll have to apologize to those who listened to Evening Concert last night because I introduced this piece and played it. But Stravinsky is regarded by Hungarian musicians as being the father of 20th century Hungarian music. You know, you think of Kodály and Bartók as being the father, but in fact, Stravinsky is held in that position. And yet, we don't hear about him very much. And here we've got a wonderfully composed and very playful piece that is really going to put a smile on your lips by a composer that you have never heard of before. That's one of the things we love to do with Chamber Music Wilmington, is to introduce folks to new composers and new repertory by unfamiliar composers.
Well, yeah.
And it's the wild card.
Yeah, and it is such a romp. It's just a really playful, very fun piece with a lot of virtuoso moments for the different solo
wind players have more fun than other players do.
As a flutist, I will agree.
You bet. And as Barbara was saying, we like to mix it up. You know, if you're not too into chamber music, you think of chamber music as being string quartets and maybe a piano trio or something like that. But we have instruments that make barnyard noises also. Yeah. And that's what you'll be getting on Sunday night. Did we say the where and the when?
Actually, we're about to do that.
Good.
If you're just tuning in, I'm Gina Gamboni, and I'm talking with Pat Marriott and Barbara McKenzie from Chamber Music Wilmington, talking about a concert this Sunday, which is at the Church of the Servant at 7:30 Sunday night.
Yeah, and I just want to say, the Church of the Servant, we opened our season there a month ago, and people came out saying, wow, this was so intimate. We are going to set up the musicians so the audience is in the round, and it's very accessible. And where else, Gina, can you go to a classical music concert and actually have a chance to grab a rocking chair? I think that's so cool.
That is very cool. And there's a labyrinth, isn't there?
Yeah, there's a beautiful open labyrinth, and the musicians will sit right in the middle. We take the lid off the piano. It's going to be wonderful. And again, you know, we have this incredible concert harpist coming from Charlotte.
Tell me more about that, about the harpist that's coming to perform with them, and what piece. And
it's Amber Carpenter. She's a concert harpist. She lives in Charlotte, and she's joining us for the Ravel, the Tambour de Couperin. It's really an interesting arrangement that Zephyrus created from the orchestral version of Ravel's Tambour de Couperin. And she will add the harp version and just gives it such a lush, beautiful sound.
Well, this sounds like a wonderful piece, or a wonderful concert, I should say, at Church of the Servant on Sunday. Now tell me, before we run out of time, what are your plans for next season?
Well, I think we'll continue to offer this community a variety of ensembles and musicians from all over the country, some international artists as well. And we're planning definitely a four-concert season and also a house concert in there. Mm. That's one of the popular things that we offer this area. And, you know, we just have so many amateur wind and string players in the area that we'll continue to, you know, offer things that will interest them for their own inspiration and education.
So you've enjoyed performing this season. You've done a couple of things over at the Church of the Servant.
This will be our second.
The
concert.
Second. Mm-hmm. And this, and the sound there is really lovely.
Oh, it's beautiful, beautiful space. Very inspired.
Mm, wonderful. Is there anything you'd like to add?
Well, we really would emphasize that this is going to be a fun concert more than anything else. And so, you know, don't come expecting stuffy music. You know, wear your flip-flops and your Levi's if you want to. Tickets are available at the door. They're also available in advance from chambermusicwilmington.org. $30 for general admission, $12 for students.
All right, that's this Sunday. And you can find out more at chambermusicwilmington.org. And here on 96.7, we're going to play the Zephyros Winds right now. Or actually in about a few seconds. Thank you so much, Barbara McKenzie.
Thanks, Gina.
And Pat Marriott from
Thanks, Gina.
Chamber Music Wilmington.